Last November was the first test of Texas's new voter ID law. And in Dallas County, 1 in 5 had to sign affidavits before they could cast their ballots. They had to swear to their identities because the names on their photo IDs didn't exactly match their names on the county's registration list. Election officials believe at least 195,000 registered voters in Dallas County have name discrepancies that will delay their voting in March and November. So today, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins will call for spending $165,000 on a campaign to urge voters to update their records.
We want to send every person whose name does not match mail communications, including return postage, to easily fix their problem before they get to the polling place.
Jenkins says photo ID discrepancies last fall were minimal because it was such a low turnout election. But he worries that heavier turnout expected in March and November will lead to gridlock if a lot of voters take extra time to fill out forms.
They can take 2 to 5 minutes to complete, and that has a tendency to create long backup lines at the polling places, and people that have a fixed amount of time that they can be away from work to vote may not have time to vote.
But the county's lone Republican commissioner, Mike Cantrell, believes this second mailing would be a waste of money. Commissioners spent $79,000 on a first mailing 2 weeks ago, and only 8% have responded so far and updated their records.
This is the Washington mentality. If it doesn't work the first time, sort of like the stimulus, then just keep throwing money at it and it'll correct it. Well, these are taxpayer dollars, not the judge's dollars.
Cantrell also questions the motive behind the mailings. The county, at Jenkins' urging, joined a lawsuit backed by Democrats that calls for throwing out the state's voter ID law. Cantrell says Jenkins may be trying to create evidence that would show the law is costing the county money.
If you look at the November election, there was not a single person that was not allowed to vote for that issue. So he's kind of flaming the issues and trying to make an issue for the lawsuit that he's filed on behalf of Dallas County down in Corpus Christi.
Jenkins says that's not what's going on. He's just trying to prevent a train wreck before it happens. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.